Hey, Token CEO listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
That's the whole thing about fashion is that I didn't get into it because of fashion.
Yeah, yeah.
I got into it because I liked making things.
Sure. Okay, it is Thursday, January 12th. I'm Erica. This is the Token CEO podcast. It's episode 249. My desk, I feel like, is extra, extra messy because it's the beginning of the year. And, you know, like the beginning of the year is just bananas. We have an awesome interview today. We have a great episode. We have Cynthia Rowley on. I love Cynthia Rowley. I've been wearing Cynthia Rowley forever. Not like way back, but as soon as I could like afford pretty dresses that have like bright colors and prints on them, Cynthia Rowley was my girl. She does neon, I think, in a way that nobody does. So I was pretty psyched to meet her. She has a great story. She grew up in the Midwest. So she was always really into fashion, but kind of quirky and weird. She followed the beat of her own drum. She was told she didn't have the right chops or she didn't do things the right way. She just has great energy about her. She's an explorer. She's a surfer. She's clearly very entrepreneurial and highly, highly creative and also seems super intuitive. So I'm excited for you guys to meet her and to hear our conversation. We talk about everything from faking it till you make it, how she got her start in her career, how she thinks about seizing opportunity, her work ethic, who she surrounds herself with, how she runs her business, and a whole lot more. So thank you to Cynthia Rowley for joining us, and I hope you get a lot out of this interview. We're going to try to go see her, actually.
All right, so what's going on in the Cynthia Rowley world?
Are we recording?
Yeah,
right
we
now?
we just hop right into it.
Okay, here. Hold on.
We're going to regroup.
Okay. What's going on? I mean, just it feels like the pace is getting crazier and crazier
yeah.
and crazier to the point where I'm like, how much more can
We take on?
Can we take on? It's crazy. And it's, and you know, I mean, everyone says like, oh, you should be so grateful. But it's like, I don't even have time to like.
Yeah, you're like gratitude or not gratitude.
Pop my head
busy.
Out and
yeah,
be
yeah.
like, wow, I'm so lucky. You know, huh. It's really.
Tell people your story. I think your story is so interesting.
I mean, you know, what's so funny. I listened to your Christina Tosi.
Okay. She's so great.
I love her. I've known her for a long time. Mm-hmm. She did a pop-up in our Montauk store.
Okay.
With her first milk bar when okay. she first started. But basically, take her story and put clothes instead of cookies.
Okay.
And it's kind of the
Your
same
story.
Thing. I'm from the Midwest. I'm from a small town. I went to art school, started making clothes when I was 7, and then sewed and sewed and sewed. And then randomly got stopped on a subway train in Chicago and was asked about a jacket I was wearing. And then that was my first sale. And it just sort of
snowballed. By a buyer.
And I didn't even know what that was. I didn't know anything. I really didn't know anything. And I actually just kind of, I mean, it's a whole, and I'm just turning my phone up. It's really, I guess this fake it till you make
yeah.
it kind of story. But then also like a lot of fucking hard work and always kind of like, I think it's like being able to anticipate the next thing.
Yeah.
Because I do feel proud that we've always like kind of anticipated the next evolution
the trend
in fashion.
Or, yep.
And that's why we, you know, why we've had such longevity.
Yeah, it's amazing. But I also read that you, when you were in art school, everyone was like, no, I hate your stuff, hate your stuff, hate your stuff. And you were like, I don't care if you hate my stuff, I like my stuff. I love that.
Well, I mean, I got thrown out of my junior fashion show in school and then my senior show.
For being badly behaved or they didn't like the
No,
clothes?
They didn't. They thought it was, the clothes were too crazy.
Oh,
they
really?
They thought it was too
much.
What
a compliment.
I know. And so that sort of set the tone then, I think, for me to kind of be like the outsider
yeah, for sure.
or the underdog and like, and allowed me to just not really try to fit
yeah.
in. I just was doing my own thing. Like, I kind of like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, sure. I'm gonna make the clothes I like.
Yeah. And you know, that's amazing sometimes and really, really hard other times. Yeah. And in the beginning, I didn't know, like, I never even thought to myself that, you know, a fall collection might be sold in Florida or Arizona. And so my fall collection was like mohair sweaters with mufflers and,
mittens for real
and like
fall.
Ridiculous. Yeah. Because that's what fall
for cold
in Chicago
weather.
Is
yeah.
like.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a lot of, there was a huge, huge, huge learning curve. But then again, you know, and again, in the same way, that was something that made it easy for me to sort of stay in that mindset
sure.
and still constantly be learning and
that's
evolving.
So cool. I love your use of color. I think there's two things you do so well. Like, the swimsuit, like the wetsuits are so great. I love the wetsuits. I have your hats. I have your dresses. I have your blouses. Like,
oh, thank you.
I think you do color so well. And it's like structured, but not structured. Your clothing is, it's not like you feel like a fat blob. It's like super comfortable, but that also looks sexy.
Oh, thank you. That's, you just nailed it.
Is that the brand? Color is unexpected. Like, I like when there's a stripe on something and then a flower with something that a flower shouldn't go with.
See, for me, it's like, it's all visual and also functionality too. And so to hear it put into words is really magical to me because I don't really think about it in terms of like how to describe it in words.
You just feel it.
I can just see everything.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
And how many designers do you have? Do you have like a lot of designers?
It's basically three of us.
Okay.
That design everything from pickleball paddles to wetsuits to swim to dresses to like shoes, everything.
Pickleball, very timely. That's very sharp on your part.
Yeah.
That's like very in the zeitgeist.
We have a new all-sport collection that's going to launch, I think, late January.
Okay.
But we have pickleball paddles now.
That's cute. That's smart.
I'm into it. I'm into every sport. I mean, that's what I think sort of differentiates us from other designer, you know, contemporary brands is that, you know, we have this sport aspect
to it,
which is, that has the function and the fashion.
That's so smart. I never thought about that, but you're totally right. Cause I would wear a like wetsuit and a trucker hat and a caftan. I also feel like your stuff is better quality.
Oh, thank
you. It holds up. Okay, so that's cool. So, and then who do you think, like when you're designing for someone, who are you, who's in your head? Or do you design for you?
No, I mean, well, it's interesting because it's evolved over the years. And like, there's certain things that I, you know, are really personal to me. And then other things, we have a really young audience as well. It's sort of intergenerational.
Yeah, sure.
And, you know, something that I feel like, oh, I really need this, I want this, might be different than what someone else. And so it's interesting to sort of try to blend all that into one thing.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
like
cool.
Who's like, how is this going to become this intergenerational piece?
And are you a good business person, or did you just have good business people with you?
I have no. I'm the CEO of my company.
All right, so you're the business person.
I have to say that through the years, I went to art school.
Yeah.
So like, people always said, you know, people in my school were like, "Oh, I hate math." I actually love math.
Yeah, sure.
And you know, people always said you need a backer, you need somebody, a business person, and I've tried it.
Mm-hmm. Didn't
and
like it.
It never works. And so in March 2020, when I thought that was a nice career you had, Cynthia.
Yeah, yeah.
It was
a good run.
And that lasted like 48 hours.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, get your shit together, Cynthia. And I took the most creative, smart people that I've worked with for a long time And together we masterminded this new strategy, and I made the creative people part of the business instead of, we were always segregated out. You know, we were always like not allowed to, you know about all the
financials.
And it actually, there's no way that anything can exist without the balance of the two. You know, art and commerce have to go together.
Yep.
And so I can't design something without knowing what the business prospects of that
are. And the financials are, in a way. That's smart.
And so that changed everything.
Yep.
And we made a more sustainable strategy where we're making small quantities, dropping 2 or 3 times a week.
Huh.
New product, but in small quantities that sell out right away.
Yep. All online.
We work with other drop ships.
Okay.
You know, we work with Matches, Net-a-Porter,
Farfetch,
Nordstrom. So we work with other retailers, but only in more of a drop ship.
That's smart.
So that we have
to keep
inventory.
The cachet.
And it goes fast. So I think in that way, you know, we keep our audience more engaged with new products all the time. There's no waste. There's no excess because we sell out.
Yep.
And it just makes me go completely bonkers trying to design all that stuff all the time.
Yep.
But it's really based on data and
it's what the engine wants. And, that's really smart.
It's the engine. We're running in front of a
you're running in the engine
all the time.
I think your e-marketing is also very sharp. Like, your ads follow me everywhere. Like,
oh my God. I know. I'm sorry about that.
No, but they're smart.
We have like stalker ads.
You have, like, you're like the queen of stalker ads. Don't apologize.
I'm always like, I'm so sorry.
We're so smart. We know what you're doing.
I get all your email blasts and I think it's an email from you. And then it's an ad. I'm like, I'm sorry. You can unsubscribe. I'll never know. I will never know. So.
But then they're like, but I might miss something.
Yeah. And then they're like, but it's cute.
Yeah. So. I like the design of it. I think that that's smart too, because you became like, you play in fast fashion without being fast fashioned. You know, like, you're harnessing the zeitgeist, which is like instant now, small quantity cachet, you have to have it, but you still have the quality and the design, and there's still the principle behind it.
It's the big difference is the quantities. Like, fast fashion is just
like a glut.
And ours is more precious, hands-on.
But you're in the surf, like,
because
fast fashion satiates the consumer. Like,
I think we're doing all the hard part of fast fashion without the
You're doing the
big money payoff.
Totally, that's all right. But I think fast fashion is going to have a reckoning. I don't know. I'm surprised that young people wear it so much.
Well, I mean, sustainability is like the most important thing right now, like anything you can do. So we're trying. It's really hard. It's really hard, but we're trying.
You're trying, yeah. And are you based here?
Based in New York,
And all your designers are here? Do you have a studio here? Can we come see it?
Yes, come
to my
studio.
Oh my God, that'd be so fun. I want to come to the studio.
We reinvented again. This is all like new. We reinvented the way we work. And so now it's a retail store. Photo studio, because now, you know,
everything happens
content
together.
Is so important. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really the key to everything. And so we shoot there, we design there.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat, and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern. For the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1, every single fight will be a brand new brawler. And we found the wildest hillbillies the Holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
What are brands that you love?
Oh my God. I mean, I like sporty
brands. That's cool. Like what?
Well, we did a collaboration with, you know, I started making wetsuits with Roxy.
Yep.
And because I met a guy, I was surfing in Montauk, guy paddles up to me. Oh, you're that designer and you surf. You should design for us. That's how that started, like, okay, 12 years ago. I designed for them for 3 years. And then they were like, you know, Quicksilver was going through, yeah, a lot of changes. They said, here's all the factories. Here's everything. Go with God. You know,
yeah, yeah.
You make it now.
Yeah.
So we did. And I really... So then I went back. Last year, we launched a surf and snow.
Yep. I remember the ski one. Yep.
And it sold out in like 2 weeks, that's, I think.
And are you a big athlete?
I'm like an evil Knievel.
Oh, you are?
Like, we'll
I love
try
that
anything.
About you. Really? Okay, you look like
I'm
that.
I'm friends with Garrett McNamara, the 100-foot wave guy.
Oh, really?
Went out with him in Nazaré. Not on a 100-foot wave, but...
But close.
But, yeah.
Was it scary?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Definitely.
Do you have great abs? I feel like you need great abs to be a great surfer. Do you agree with that?
No, I don't think so. I mean, you need a good core. You need really strong arms.
Okay. To like paddling. Hold on the board. Yeah.
Yeah. Unless you're getting a toe in.
Yeah.
But had all my front teeth knocked out by a wakeboard.
Oh, wow. Cynthia. Let's see. Well, they look nice now. I'd like all my front teeth to be knocked out. Wait, I had a question for you on this. Do you think that most of the greatest things in your business endeavors have been like drive-bys? Like somebody walks by you, they see a coat
100%.
You're wearing. Somebody like paddles up to you, you're in the water. You're like, oh, I'll just have a surf business. Like,
I think that that is one of the most important things in life.
Okay.
Is that the universe is going to bring you stuff. And I don't mean to sound like too crazy like that, but things are going to come to you. And it's being able to see the opportunity in that like moment.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and what is the opportunity? Harness it and make it your own.
Yeah. That's cool.
You know, I think that that's a really important thing for an entrepreneur, but also just
in a human.
Life.
Yeah. I love that. Have you read The Alchemist?
No.
Oh, you got to read The Alchemist. This is the story of the alchemist that the world.
Really?
Presents you things, but then it's gonna test you a little bit on how much you want it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll get it for you. You'll
oh
like
my
that.
God. Yeah,
that's
that
so
is
fun.
My
that's
my
that's
philosophy.
Your philosophy. Okay, what's your favorite color?
Rainbow sparkle. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean,
that's what
content
that's
Kim's
what a five-year-old
sweater is amazing.
Say.
But that's kind of a great thing
no,
to love.
I think it's just like children. You can't pick a favorite.
Okay. But do you wear all black?
No, I'm wearing silver boots.
I mean, that you are wearing silver boots. I would agree with that.
No, I love color.
Okay.
I love color. I just...
Anything.
Honestly, I almost don't have time for my personal fashion unless I'm going out. And then in that case, I get dressed in literally under 10 minutes.
Okay.
And out the door.
Yep.
But day to day... I ride a city bike to work every day.
Okay, you're like in the mix.
Yeah, I can't really
you're
be
in the
fashion-y.
Mix. It's probably hard to keep up with you, I would think.
It's kind of. People come to stay with me in Montauk for the weekend, and they're like, I'm never coming
back.
I'm
just tired.
I'm exhausted. Yeah. Saturday afternoon, they're already like, I'm out.
Are you? What time do you go to bed?
Kind of late, like 1.
Okay, what time do you get up?
Depends, like 7.
Okay, so you don't need any sleep.
I mean, isn't that enough?
I don't know. Seven, I guess.
6-7 hours.
I mean,
is
I go
good.
To bed at like
seven
9 and
like,
wake up at 7.
Oh, no. I'm like 2. Yeah.
You're like.
Yeah.
I like that.
Lots of energy.
Okay. What else do you want to talk about?
Thinking about longevity, I think thinking about successes and failures.
Okay.
I think it's really important to think or to. Just to know that nothing will ever make you and nothing will ever break you.
Okay.
And that it's all cumulative. And I think you just keep on going and never take no for an answer.
Yep.
Like all those old fashioned cliches.
Yep.
I think they're there. They're around for a reason. And I think that it's important to like celebrate something positive, but then move on.
Yep. And move on from failure too.
And move on
from both.
Yeah. Learn and move on.
I like that. I like that nothing will ever make you or break you.
I think you just have to keep moving forward. You know, I never like, I don't like nostalgia. I don't like retro looking back, all that stuff. I really only like to think about the next exciting yep. thing, like eye on the prize, yep. whatever is next. And I think that that like propels us as a company to not only reach that goal, but like think beyond it yeah. and what's beyond yep. that and what's beyond that. And so I think just always thinking forward, I've never celebrated an anniversary. I've never celebrated some award or yeah. anything like that.
You're I like, just, who cares?
Yeah, I just keep...
Like, you're like, I'm working on this new swimsuit.
Yeah, or whatever. I'm going to reinvent just, like, think it. No, it's more like I think about things like, you know, are we going to get in, do the, you know, are we going to do an NFT? Are we going to, is the metaverse? Yeah,
okay, something? You're like, where's the world yeah. going? And I want to
yeah.
be there.
Yeah, yeah. exactly. Collaborations and new, you know, global business yeah. and how, yeah. we're, how are we going to achieve that and all those yeah. things. Like thinking about more like I enjoy thinking about the challenges yeah. that are in front of us yeah. more than celebrating the successes.
Yeah, that's great. That keeps you so sharp though. It's kind of like surfing. Like it's like all about the next wave.
Yeah.
You're like in it. You got to be present. And then it's all about the next wave.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Pick your wave. Pick your
what
wave
do you feel like
run.
About being part of the, like, speaking of Christina Tosi, like she's so funny. She's like kind of elite in the restaurant business, but she's so like, aw shucks, down to earth.
I know.
Like, that's why I like her. I was like, ugh. But how do you feel about fashion people?
I know. Well, that's
fashion
why
people
I said,
are the same
just
way.
Substitute. Yeah, her for you. For cookies yeah. because it's the same exact yeah. thing. I think like I've always been a little bit of an outsider. I mean, I early on won a CFDA award and then I think I just was like, I knew that I was different. You know, I yeah. wasn't going to be out riding around in limos yeah. with supermodels. Yeah. You know, I knew that that was not going to be my life. I'd rather be standing on a beach barefoot yeah. in a yeah. wetsuit. You
yeah,
know?
That's right. Or so, designing something.
Yeah, or yeah. create. Like, yeah. that's the whole thing about fashion is that I didn't get into it because of fashion.
Yeah, yeah.
I got into it because I liked making things.
Sure, yeah.
And I went to art school and I thought I was going to be an artist, but I wanted something more social.
Yeah.
I wanted to work as a team. I didn't want to be alone in a studio. And I think that, you know, it was never the allure of the
thing.
Glamorous
yeah.
side of
it's like
fashion.
You wanted to do the work. I'm the same
it
way.
Was
I
the
just
arts
like
and
to
crafts.
Work.
Like I like yeah, arts and crafts.
Totally. I love arts and crafts. I just made handmade napkins for tie-dyed napkins for
amazing.
That's my holiday gift. They are awesome.
Okay, now wait. I want to ask you something about that.
Okay.
So if you make a tie-dye napkin, and let's say you have, you know, drink some water.
Yeah.
And then you dab your mouth with
oh,
the
you
tie
have
dye.
The dye all over you.
Yeah, you're
yeah.
going to have
like
the dye
like your hands
on.
Are like, the dye is
so
everywhere.
You're going to, so your guests are going to
oh,
have...
no, not my guests.
Okay.
you,
that
when
worked.
You wash them. Yeah, I tested it because
oh,
I
okay,
had the
good.
Same thing. So
yeah,
I
think you
like,
have to wash it.
You
got to
wash it a couple
machine.
Times. Yeah,
yeah,
that's right.
Okay,
you like
good.
Let the dye sit. And then you, no, it's not going to like, everyone's not going to have like a blue purple mouth.
Okay, good.
But it's so fun tie-dye. I did indigo. I did every color. And then I tried to do them in like sets of four so that
such
like,
a nice gift.
It's awesome. I'm so psyched about it. It was so fun. I did it on Thanksgiving. I was like,
amazing.
This is so fun.
Aren't those things?
I mean, I love shit like that.
Okay. So take that feeling of satisfaction, that pride that mm-hmm. you get from making that and think about like, I guess that's how my day is.
I know
is.
You have my dream job. I want to be you.
All I ever cared about. My definition of success is to be able to have an idea and make it a reality.
Yeah. Yep.
Period.
Yep.
I don't care if it's, you know, on the cover of whatever.
Yeah, you're like,
or
what,
the,
you're like,
you know, on
I just
some
want to make
celebrity.
The thing.
It's that feeling of like being able to have an idea, have a vocabulary and a means to translate yeah. that into an actual real object. And then share it with the world.
Yeah, it's
done.
So cool. Yeah, you're like all day long, every day.
Done.
Oh, that's so fun.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The one thing that I think has also kept me engaged and excited, and also being a little bit of an underdog, you have to have a sense of humor.
Totally.
And I feel like I have a sense of humor about everything because it's only, it's like, it's survival at times, but it's also like part of the entertainment and part of the thing that makes my job so much fun every day, all the time.
I love a sense of humor. Sense of humor is like an underrated skill.
Well, people say a sense of humor is like a sense of style.
Okay.
Like you either have it or you don't.
Oh, really? I hate
but
people
I'm
who
hoping
don't have a sense
that
of humor.
People have both.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah.
I would like to think I have both. Have you both. Definitely have both. But comedy's important. Also being like self-deprecating, being able to make,
100%.
Not taking yourself seriously, being able to make fun of yourself is what makes people likable.
Well, it's real. It's like the it's what makes people real. What is, you know, social media? What is, you know?
So cool.
It's, so I do, I really love the funny ladies.
Yep.
And
who's
I love dressing them. Well, I took Heidi Gardner to the CFDA Awards. And we looked stunning, I must say.
Yeah.
I mean, she's gorgeous.
We have a lot of gorgeous young comedians here. I got this girl named Caroline who you will love. She's so funny. She makes a song out of everything. She's so funny and she's gorgeous. I'm going to bring her. Why don't we bring Caroline when we come?
She could be a model.
She could
really?
Be a model.
Yeah. I had a funny observation while shooting something recently, shooting social media with a couple of young models, that every time you say something, they repeat it in a song.
Oh, okay.
Like, I'll be like, oh, why don't we just shoot this upstairs? Shoot this upstairs.
Oh, really? That's funny. I love that.
I know. I just noticed
you would like
that.
Her.
Yeah, I just noticed that. That it's like.
All right, we're going to bring Caroline and make you a song.
Okay.
That'd be fun. That. Okay, we're going to do that. I just want to make a dress with like one pink stripe on it.
Okay.
Do you think that'd be cute? Can we do that?
Yeah, sure. That's easy.
Like a like chartreusey green with like one
pink
stripe.
Yeah.
So cute,
racing
right?
Racing stripe.
Just one racing stripe.
Yeah.
Sporty.
I love
but
a
the
racing
sporty,
stripe
same,
on a dress.
Same, me too.
Our dressy is sporty and our sporty is dressy.
Yeah, see, I like that. Yeah. I think that that's so cool. And it's kind of, it makes you happy.
Well, also it's like, that is, I think, how people live their lives.
Definitely.
You know, nobody's, I mean, that's definitely how I live my life.
Yeah, yep.
Going between like dressing up, but then, you know, also.
Yeah, same. I'm like in my jeans, I've got a dress over there, I got my workout clothes. It's like my pumps.
I know, I see. Look at the
those
mix.
Those are so fun, right?
Hot pink.
But they can all go together, you know?
Yeah, that's one person.
That is one person, but all people are like that, I think,
exactly.
Inside if they let themselves go.
Like you have
go.
Your jeans next to your hot pink pumps.
Yeah, so
now
that
put
goes.
Put that together with that white puffer over there.
Yeah, and a like dirty t-shirt.
Yeah.
That's my look.
Amazing.
That's so funny. All right. Thanks, Cynthia. Wait, so then what's next for you?
Okay. Let me see. What's next?
Well, you've got your thing coming out in January.
I have the All Sports coming out in January. I don't know. We do little.
You're doing stuff all the time.
All the time. We have a sip and paint tomorrow night for influencers, where they're gonna come. We have a big giant installation, and everybody's gonna come and dress up in pretty clothes, but then paint canvases.
Oh, that's so
and
fun!
Paint the still life, and
that's so
I'm
cool.
Lead the charge, and then everybody leaves with a painting and probably paint on their
clothing,
pretty clothes.
Oh, that's so
but that's
fun!
Kinda cool.
That's so cool.
It's that what's the word?
And you're going to film the whole thing. That's content.
Yeah. So we do stuff like that. We do our surf camp. We do. We're going to do a pickleball tournament.
Smart.
Lots of events like that, and then. February, you know, Fashion Week, we're doing something top secret. It's going to be really good. Yes, you can definitely come.
I can come?
Yeah, 100%.
I've only been to Fashion Week once. I'd love to go.
Well, in September, we do big runway shows outside. We invite everyone. There's like, you know, 600, 1,000. Yeah. Because we invite the public, which I love.
Okay, great.
And then February, because we're indoors, you know, it's a little bit more intimate.
Is this like the Bryant Park thing?
What? No.
Okay. I won't ask you.
It's going to be.
I have to sneeze.
It's top secret. Tune in.
Okay, bless that's you. Fun. All right, we'll come to that.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, I just.
You're just always creating shit.
Yeah.
Do you drive people nuts?
Yes.
You probably have like 1,000
team
ideas.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
They don't really love that I have this motto of say yes to everything, because for so many years in my early career, I would say, you know, oh, I want to do this. And people would say no.
Yeah. And you're like, not in the no department.
They'd always turn me down.
Yeah.
So now when an opportunity arises, I'm 90% of the time
I'm gonna
will
take
say
it.
Yes.
Yeah.
But now they're getting a little bit.
Yeah. They get like persnickety. They're like, well, we have to handle the yes. And then
yeah, exactly.
Like, yeah, your yes
you
becomes
can't
somebody else's
yes
problem.
And then have
me like, handle your yes. Yeah, I get that. Well, then maybe let's us come see you.
Yeah.
We'll do that next.
Oh, yeah,
would that
come,
be fun?
Yeah, come to my
okay,
studio.
Okay, well, can we
and
film
I'll show
that?
You the creative process, because the creative process is really something that I hope I would like people to see.
Okay, great.
I want to sort of pull back
the onion. Yeah.
And is it an onion?
Yeah,
or
no,
a
it's peel back. You're right. It's a drape.
No, maybe
you're
it is
right.
An
no,
onion.
It's peel back the onion. Pull back the drape is better. Much better.
Well, I don't think we have either one at our studio. But anyway, yeah, come because
okay,
I
well,
want
come.
People to see the process, because the process is really intense and it's really hands on and it's really like the most important thing that drives our company is the creativity.
The process.
Yeah, the creativity and originality and authenticity, and then everything else follows.
Okay, I love it. We're going to do that, Cynthia.
Come.
I'm going to find this dress. I'm going to tag you on the internet. I'm so mad. Now I'm like, somebody stole my dress, which is not true. I just can't find it in my closet, but it's annoying.
Well,
and we're going to make the chartreuse pink stripe dress.
I might have one of those at my house. I might have one.
I have it somewhere.
I'd be willing to give up.
No, you don't have to give it up. I want to design my
Real Real and bought my own clothes, because I was like, damn, I didn't get that.
You're like, I love that one.
And then like a year later, I was like, I see like someone on the team wearing it. I'm like, damn, I wanted that.
How'd you
get
that?
I go on the Real Real and
good
buy
for
my
you.
Own stuff.
Good for you.
Circular.
Yeah, why not? Good. It's recycling.
Yeah.
All right, thank you for coming in.
Oh, thank you.
This was so great. All right, so that's it for today's episode. Thank you for listening. Thank you to Cynthia Rowley for being on our show. We will be back here next week. And if you haven't already, check out our YouTube. You can subscribe to our channel. You can follow us on social. You can follow me on social at Erica. And we will see you next week.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.